Our topic today is self-employed retirement planning. While many self-employed small business owners worry about retiring someday, they need to begin planning for it now. Building equity and reducing debt in their business allows them to operate more profitably and maximize the value of the business when they decide to exit. Current tax laws provide tremendous opportunities to build a sizable nest egg while reducing the annual tax liability. Many banks and investment companies can help establish a retirement plan at little or no cost. The 2002 tax bill created a new tax credit to help set up and administer such a plan and assist with educating employees about it. The credit is equal to 50% of the costs to a maximum credit of $500 for up to 3 years. The credit is available to businesses with fewer than 100 employees receiving at least $5,000 in compensation. Several options are available when choosing a retirement plan. All of them allow for deductible contributions and trustee fees for employees and yourself. These earnings on the contributions are generally tax-free until you or your employees receive distributions from the plan. First, we have individual retirement accounts, commonly called IRAs. An employer with at least one employee simply deducts an amount from the employee paycheck for their IRA without making any employer contribution. IRAs are easy to establish and require no annual filing requirements by the employer. Next is the Simplified Employee Pension Plan, called a SEP. This plan involves only the employer making contributions. The decision to make contributions is done year to year, but must be for all the employees, and there has to be at least one. SEPs are also easy to establish with no annual employer filing requirements. You have the Savings Incentive Match Plan for employees, also called the Simple IRA. The Simple IRA is available to employers with 100 or fewer employees earning at least $5,000. This plan requires both employee and employer participation. Employers can make matching contributions up to 3% or contribute a maximum of 2% of each employee's compensation. Simple IRAs require minimal paperwork and no annual filing requirement. There's also a simple 401k. The simple 401k can include employee and or employer contributions. The plan requires at least one employee. The employer-employee combined contribution is the lower of 100% of compensation, or $40,000. The employer can deduct up to 25% of compensation of all participants. There is additional paperwork involved, along with an annual filing requirement. Next, we have qualified plans, HR 10 or KEO. Both of these plans are paid by the employer, either as a fixed amount or a discretionary annual profit sharing. The plans require at least one employee, and the maximum contribution is the lower of 100% of compensation, or $40,000. The employer can deduct up to 25% of compensation of all participants. Qualified plans require significant paperwork and annual reporting. Further assistance in establishing a retirement plan to save for the future and lower your tax bill is now available from your accountant, banker, broker, or financial advisor.